This is Johnny T, listening in. First thing I want to say is, Ariel, I love you. Anytime I've said anything controversial on the line, you come back to me with the most positive things, and I really appreciate that. You said to me that you think that I have a little bit of a brain in my head, and maybe a little bit of an intellect, and usually most of the kind of comments I get is, oh, you're an idiot. So, thanks for that. I'm going to say, your request for naughty bits from my from my experience in Mr. Palsy's same request. Gee, I could tell you stories to curl your hair. The reason I don't is because there are not a lot of gay people that talk on this line. And, if I was to tell you a lot of my sex stories, I think that, the quote-unquote straight world would find them, ew, oh, that's disgusting, yeah, no wonder he has HIV, and, I'm not giving that satisfaction to bigots. I hope you understand where I'm coming from when I say that. It was interesting, one of the messages that was left by a friend of mine, who had said to me that, suicide, does not only kill the person who it kills, but it also kills, you know, those around him, you know, hurts his friends and family and everything. That's not my intention at all. If I'm suicidal, I'm doing it for me. I'm not punishing anybody. I just want to escape. I can't tell you things are getting better. I cannot tell you things are getting any better with the drugs. Should I say this? Why not? I already told you that I've been shooting. I already told you that I've been smoking heroin along with the coke. I just recently have tried shooting cocaine, mainlining cocaine. Yeah, I'm an idiot. What can I say? I'm an idiot, but I don't care. It's come to the point in my life where I'm very, 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 very depressed. If death came tomorrow, so be it. I don't know what to say. I'm very, very sad. I'm very, very lonely. Please, someone explain to me, what the hell was that man saying about my desire for friends being pornographic? What the hell does that mean? I don't know what that meant. Does that mean I'm selfish? That I want friends? I have no idea what this guy meant. And this, Mr. Palsy, you explain it to me. I don't want somebody else to explain it to me. I always understand you best, but I have no idea what that man was trying to say. Pornographic because I want friends. Jesus Christ. I'll tell you pornographic. I've gained a little weight. That's a sign of me wanting to improve myself. Gained a little weight. I have a roommate now. Somebody moved in for me. In fact, the guy had mentioned on the last message that we were fooling around together. The married guy broke up with his wife. He moved in. He'll be paying me a certain amount of money a week. Problem is, he's just as much into freebase as I am. Are we going to help each other out, or are we going to drag each other down? I don't know. I'll have to listen to the other lines and see if I come up with any more comments. Mr. Ray, I thank you for giving me as much airtime as you did on this last one. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, everybody. I love you all. Ariel, you're a doll. Everybody take care of yourself. Stay cool. Peace.